Alors, c'est comme ça.
Hi, once again, welcome into the Dave Simpson Show right here on Radio Eleanor. And a big thanks there to Phil Weston, who is now off to clean his gun. Yes, Radio Eleanor bringing you another weekend of music and entertainment on your little wireless sets. Radio Eleanor putting a smile on a dull dial. And from me, it's a big hi and welcome into the Dave Simpson Show. I'm with you for the next 1 hour. Let's hope the weather brightens up a wee bit. I was listening to the weather report the other evening, and it said that we were in for some occasional showers and drizzle. And I thought, oh goody, it's going to get better. Once again, I'm supporting the Robin Blind Appreciation Society, and I'm doing the show with my jacket on. It's becoming a well-known fact that Robin Blind supporters all wear their jackets when doing programmes. And doesn't Robin Blind do a good programme? Highly enjoyable. Enough of the gab and on with the music, and something from Neil Sedaka, 1973. Remember, this one is called Standing on the Inside. That's the place to be this weather. Too cold outside.
Standing on the outside, looking in.
1973, the year in which Neil Sedaka made a comeback to the pop music industry. And there he is singing a song all about it. That one's called Standing on the Inside. It's 6 minutes past the hour of midday on the Dave Simpson Show from Radio Eleanor. Nice to be with you. Solid gold sound from Fleetwood Mac. And a song called Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. News of Caroline coming up in just a moment. Taking this back to 1977, one of the disco numbers that's entitled Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. And if you're like me, then you may have missed the news report on the television last Saturday evening, which said that Radio Caroline was back broadcasting from a boat called the John Stone. Well, I've been tuning around, and I can't say as I've heard anything from Caroline, but if they say it's there, I suppose it must be. Anyway, I've been tuning about on my communications receiver, plugged into the TV aerial, etc., etc. And as yet, haven't heard a peep from it, but there we are. The news report is that Caroline's back. It's broadcasting from a boat called the John Stone. And a guy called Bill, Bill Jones, has written in to me, and he's asked me to play him some Caroline jingles, so I think now is as good a time as any to pop in a couple of Caroline jingles, especially for Bill and for the rest of our listeners, and let's hope that we manage to find Caroline on our dial somewhere. There's the bell for starters.
Thank you. your shot.
Happiness is the thing called
Radio Eleanor on 254.
Let's go!
And this time we're going with Nazareth. From late 1978, early 1979. It's called May the Sun Shine on You. In a discotheque in late 1978, in fact December the 14th 1978, and boy did it really go down well. That's a number there called May the Sun Shine on You, and it comes from Nazareth, and let's hope that the sun does break out and shine upon you this weekend here on Radio Eleanor, bringing a little sunshine to your radio sets and putting a bright spot on a dull dial. That record there going out to Bill Jones, and Bill, thank you very much for your letter. Something coming up now for Robin Bush.
There, this weekend where the action is.
Radio Eleanor on 254.
Remember.
And remember this one from Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a number called Lodi.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again.
out to Robin Bush. That's a number there called Lodi, and it comes from Creedence Clearwater Revival. For a minute I thought I was turning Japanese when I said Creedence Clearwater Revival Glasshopper. Something now for Richard Dodd. Thank you very much, Richard, for the information which you sent through to me. I shall be using it on the free radio show. For you, a track by the Eagles from the album One of These Nights. One of These Nights.
One of These Nights.
That's what I said.
One of these crazy old nights.
From the album of the same name.
We're gonna find out, pretty mama, what turns on your lights. The full moon is calling, the fever is high.
Title track from the album One of These Nights, going out to Richard Dodd. And Richard, thank you once again for that information on free radio, which I shall be including in the next free radio program. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock on the big winner sound of Eleanor.
It's a winner.
This time on my program each weekend, Phil Weston decides to jump on his horse and ride past the studio window, and there he goes, off into a cloud of dust. He hasn't got a name for his horse yet. I was thinking of calling it Neddy Hemmings. See if you can come up with something better.
Run, 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 run.
to Ron. Ron is the title from the Crystals there with a 1963 flashback in time. A Dave Simpson Yes to Play. And it's also a big thanks to Stu, Ernie and Col of Kinmul Bay, Clwyd in North Wales, for sending me some tapes in. Don't you feel it growing, day by day? I shall play this one for you. The Doobie Brothers. The title coming up now. No, it isn't.
What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it all through.
It's called Listen to the Music. Taken from the album Toulouse Street, that's the Doobie Brothers taking us back to 1972, and the number there entitled Listen to the Music, which you can do each and every weekend on 254 metres in the medium wave band, Radio Eleanor. And that record there going out to Stu, Ernie and Col of Kinmul Bay, Clwyd in North Wales. And thanks for the tapes, I'm working on them and I shall get them back to you just as soon as I possibly can. And here's a song which was a big hit all over the world, written by Elvis Costello and recorded by a guy by the name of Dave Edmunds. And the title of this one is Girls Talk. You can't forget that one, can you? Not with Edna around, I tell you.
There are some things you can't cover up with lipstick and
Imagination being fired by God.
some things you can't cover up with powder and lipstick. Although, believe me, Edna tries. There we are, Dave Edmunds, and a number written by Elvis Costello. That's the thing there called Girls Talk. It's 28 minutes to 1 o'clock on the Dave Simpson Show from Radio Eleanor on 254 metres in the medium wave band. And when I first joined this station, I discovered that both Phil Weston and me were using the same theme tunes, you see. So I decided to have a look around and see if I could find myself another theme tune. And I couldn't really find anything that I felt comfortable with. Now, I do know that Phil Weston's listening in because he's got a radio stereo unit fitted to his donkey, and he's off up the motorway there and he's tuning in to Eleanor, very wise man, on 254. So I thought this piece of music would be quite appropriate for a Phil Weston theme tune.
Let's go, 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 go.
Okay, Phil, come on now. Dig them spurs in. Get yourself moving to this one. Let's call the afternoon of the rhino. Signs up on the motorway. M53 is now blocked by a wild horse and a crazy DJ on its back. Stereo going full belt. Mike Post Coalition coming out the speakers. G up there, Neddy. Rebound Sound 1965 and the Lennon and McCartney composition done for you by the Overlanders. That's a number entitled Michelle. And don't forget, we want a name for Phil Weston's horse, so get your pens and papers together and write off to us at RE71 Asheville Road, Poulton, Wallasey on Merseyside. And whoever comes up with the best answer or the best name for Phil Weston's horse shall receive a small prize. I shan't say what the prize is just at the moment, but we'll pick them out and announce the winner in 2 weeks' time. So we want a really good name for Phil Weston's horse, because at the moment we're calling it Neddy, and I don't think the horse is too pleased about being called Neddy yet.
The top personality station.
Radio Eleanor on 254 meters medium waveband. That mailing address once again, 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey on Merseyside. Asheville is spelt Ashville, I think. Never was much good at spelling me. Good at picking out records though. This one's a cracker from the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way. Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? So it worries me to say to worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. That's the Partridge Family taking us back to 1970, and the record was very, very popular on Radio North Sea International when they recommenced transmissions in 1970, I think it was. And I'm not sure whether I've gone deaf in one ear or whether I've got a loose connection on my headphones, but one lug hole's gone off. Anyway, I've just decided what the prize is to the person who writes in and gives us the best name for Phil Weston's horse, and the prize is a colour photograph of the Radio Eleanor Studios. That can't be bad, can it? Here's one of the finest records ever produced on CBS Records from 1976, music from Chicago.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Please don't go.
on sound there from October of 1976 on CBS Records. Music from Chicago and a song which Andy Davis is always singing to his little Hillman imp. If you leave me now, he's in love with that car, you know, and it's so battered all he's got left is the MOT certificates.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Music from the Monkees. It's a little bit me, it's a little bit you.
Walk up, no, don't you walk up, we've got things to say. Talk up, let's have it talked up, things will be okay.
Coming from the Monkees, 1967, and a little bit me, and a little bit you, and I don't know what things are coming to on this station, but I've just had to put the kettle on to make myself a cup of coffee. Where's Edna, you may well ask? Well, she's grooming herself, and Phil Weston isn't going to be very pleased, because she's using Neddy's grooming brush.
All hit music for the weekend!
These are the Naturals.
Can't you see?
Naturals, and yet another Lennon and McCartney composition. That one's entitled I Should Have Known Better. At least I think it was Lennon McCartney, I Should Know Better. Yes, it was. It's from the film Hard Day's Night. And I put the kettle on to make myself a cup of coffee, ready for the end of my program, and I forgot to switch it on. You fool. Never mind, a little bit more Creedence Clearwater Revival, Grasshopper. Yes, this is Creedence. And the number entitled Run Through the Jungle. Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the number entitled Run Through the Jungle, and still fading away slowly into the background. Let's have a look at the time, shall we, which is on this great big clock in front of me, 6 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, which leaves me about 1.5 records to play for you before I have to go. Thanks for being with me and keeping me company, and sure hope you're going to join me tomorrow when we shall have a
Supersonic Sunday.
Yes, a Supersonic Sunday right here on Radio Eleanor, 254 meters in the wonderful medium wave band, the number one station broadcasting across Merseyside and the north of England, number one for happiness and number one for fun. It really is a happy station, this. And don't forget to write into us. Our mailing address, 71 Asheville Road, Poulton, Wallasey on Merseyside. All the DJs on this station would love to hear from you, so why not write all of us a letter? You'll have writer's cramp, but it'll be worth it if you get your records played. And believe me, you will get your records played. This is one station where when you write into a DJ, we're guaranteed to give you a name check and play you a record, even if it takes us about 5 or 6 weeks to get round to doing it. Postman strike on at the moment, you see. Jerry Rafferty, City to City. play this one for all the postmen listening in.
Now the night train is waiting to take me away, and I'm still feeling guilty 'cause you wanted me to stay. Well, I know how I know it's harder on you, but then you said it yourself, there's nothing else we can do.
From the album City to City, and that's going out to all the postmen who've been on strike and delaying some of the letters reaching us here at Radio Eleanor. And of course, if you haven't written to me and you haven't heard your name mentioned, well, stay tuned, because I shall give you a mention on the programme next week when I get all the letters together and do all the name checks. Until then, it's bye-bye from me, and stand by for Jim Brown and of course our tea lady Edna.
Odie, Odie.
Just 180 pounds of ugly fat.
What did you say, pal?
Just 180 pounds of ugly fat.
Okay, baby. She didn't love him.
And you'd better talk fast, sweetheart.
The next thing I noticed, car came up. Mr. Pace, got the police.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. Intoxicate me, even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you.